residents are frustrated about the harm and blight brought to our communities by the negligence of absentee landlords and the dilapidated properties that really bring down the value of our community, not just in property value, but in quality of life. And we want to make sure that we're going after these slumlords. We're making sure that those individuals who are lining their pockets at the expense of our community are rooted out.
That's Senator Tim Kennedy. He's among the many legislators calling for passage of the bills, which are expected to empower municipalities to support community revitalization, protect and improve property values, and attract new homeowners to resurgent neighborhoods. The first bill would establish new authorization for municipalities to enact local law to treat unpaid fines for housing code violations as delinquent property taxes. If the fines are unpaid, the property will become eligible for tax foreclosure by the city. Kennedy says the proposal ensures that slumlords pay up or risk foreclosure. He says the second bill ensures that municipalities can keep unclaimed surplus funds when foreclosed properties are sold at auction and direct the funds to the city's weatherization and home repair programs.
So essentially, the legislative effort seeks to reverse the trajectory of a negative cycle of blight and decline that these slumlords have brought to our community and other communities across New York State, and ensure that there's accountability in neighborhood improvement and development.
Kennedy says the two bills were created to complement Project Slumlord, which seeks to hold banks accountable for keeping up properties after they're abandoned by homeowners and banks commence foreclosure. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.